Abrupt change in the temperature today, wasn't it? When you're outside in the sun, it's quite pleasant. And in response, how did people, when you were a girl, you would meet someone, they would say, well, today we say, how are you? But how did they say when they meet someone?
How you come on today? And the other person might say, I'm just on a tolerable, and I don't know how to spell that either.
I appreciate these expressions like that.
My mother used to use the term, I'm sore to be up.
Sore to be up. And how would you represent the words, how are you today? I don't think we really say that, but would you express it as close as you can?
You mean
I don't think we say, how are you? We give it a special kind of twist. Otherwise, people, we don't really want to find out how they are.
Oh, you mean as of now?
Yes, as of now, a contrast.
Maybe they would say, how you do? Maybe.
The response is either just fine or...
Yeah, most people like to say, I'm fair. Nobody likes to admit that he's as fine as he can be. And I hear too many people say, I'm fair, and I think they're just about as well off as they can possibly be.
I see. Does it ever say pretty well or...
Well, sometimes they say pretty well, but I hear the word fair.
Fair is more. And if somebody seems very troubled, say, well, now you should just trust and don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry, and just trust in God and have faith. That's what they usually tell them.
If someone, an older person, loses his hearing, how did they used to express that?
He's deaf.
And what do people smoke? In the old days, did they grow tobacco?
Yes, they grew tobacco. My grandfather had a tobacco field, just like he had his corn field. And he would, when the time came, I don't know what time of the year it was, I don't remember, but he would gather his tobacco and hang those stalks up bottom side of the dry for a spell, and then he would twist it. And have big twist at the back, and he'd keep it. And he would just use it all the time. He didn't have it by the back. Mm-hmm. And if he wanted to smoke, he did no chewing and did smoking. If he wanted to smoke, he would take some of those leaves and put them in the oven and let them dry. And then he would grind up in his hand like this, put them in his car pipe, and smoke. Mm-hmm. But most times he would chew.
Did people smoke the way they do now, or what was that? If you saw somebody with a big, something big that he held between his fingers,
cigar.
Might be from Havana, was that a
cigar?
And smaller things?
Cigarette.
Would they be symbols of
no.
somebody important? Or?
Yes, now they, I remember two brands of tobacco. And that was the Bull Durin. I had some brothers used to smoke that, and they buy that little cloth sack, and it had papers on the sack, and they had to roll their own. And they had this canned tobacco, I believe it's called Prince Albert, and they would have to buy the paper and roll their own. And the first ready roll cigarette, the boys used to buy them on Saturdays to have them smoke on Sunday. They smoked this sack tobacco during the week.